Views on this program are opinions of dental industry experts and not necessarily those of dentist advisors. Opinions shared in the following interview do not constitute personal financial advice. This program is furnished by Dentist Advisors, a registered investment advisor.
This is Dentist Money. Now, here's your host, Reese Harper.
Welcome to the Dentist Money Show, where we help dentists make smart financial decisions. I'm your host, Reese Harper, on site at Yankee Dental Congress 2017 with a special guest, Jose Espinoza from doctor.com. How you doing, Jose?
Good, Reese. How are you?
Good, man. Let's talk a little bit about what doctor.com is, how you got involved. Just give everybody some background.
Sure. I appreciate the opportunity to be here. So doctor.com, started in 2012. It's the first automated healthcare marketing platform available for medical providers. Dentists make up the largest segment of our clientele. And today we're just growing with a brute force, with an offering that's helping a lot of practices grow.
That's awesome. So tell me a little bit more about the features and what doctor.com does so that people can get a handle of what we're talking
sure,
about.
Sure. So high level, the conversations that I have with doctors when I speak to them for the first time, to make it very simple, we call ourselves a reputation management patient acquisition system. And how we impact that is doctor.com. From the early years, we started going out and building partnerships with all these major healthcare sites. One of the biggest problems that our business model was created out of was doctors were reaching out to us at doctor.com to update, maybe there was a wrong picture or a phone number or an address that was no longer related to them. And
somewhere on the internet.
Right, yeah. Right. Primarily on the healthcare sites, because that's where we kind of made our niche.
So the major healthcare sites that were kind of, they're not, the doctors don't really control them. They just get posted all over. Their pictures were wrong. Their contact information was wrong and they didn't know what to do about it.
Right. The simplest way I tell a doctor is Google your name.
Yeah.
And
you'll see how many websites have your information all
right
over.
Right. And the biggest thing that providers still kind of cling on to is just their website, thinking their website's the one and only place. And that's no longer the case. So, in some instances, somebody could search your name, and whether it's Google, whether it's Bing, even before your website comes up, I might see healthgrades.com, a vitals.com, a Facebook page, a Yelp page. Everybody's seen these, right? So, what our founders had the foresight to do was build partnerships with all these sites, where now we've become the de facto master profile online for providers.
Okay, so these other sites look to you guys as a place to get their clean data from and good
right,
information.
So the way that it's currently set up, taking us out of the picture, is all that wrong information, anything that was there is remember, these directories are sourcing public data. And they're either getting it from an NPI registry.
What's an NPI?
So the NPI is the, think of like the serial number that you get when you become a healthcare professional in the U.S.
Yeah.
NPI is your registration number with the federal board. So these directories, they have to provide appropriate information. They want people to come in and, healthcare and healthcare search is really becoming a consumer sport.
Yeah.
Right. Before it was just, I get a referral from you 5-10 years ago. I just call. Today, I have a smartphone in my pocket. It's just that easy to look up. So that's where we came in and addressed the situation where instead of you having to go website to website to website, you don't know where your next patient's coming from, where you kind of serve as an insurance posse. Hey, let us know all the right information. Let us accurately depict your practice. Bring a flair of your personality and we're able to syndicate it across the web. So that was the initial solution. And then a couple of years ago, we introduced a way to capture reviews. Because maybe you know this, but the biggest driver for a patient to see a new doctor is feedback and testimonials.
Yeah.
So now, we had a doctor that had one negative review on one site that I'm not going to disclose, and been around 30 years. And his thing was, look, you guys can't help me, get this review down or anything like that. We're like, we can't, but let's leverage our relationship with these partners. And what we created to combine with that right data application is what we call a review hub. The review hub is a small white Google Chromebook that we send to your practice. We customize it with the branding of the office, and it's a patient review system. The difference between us and any other company out there is because of our relationships, we have agreements in place that we can display reviews automatically in multiple sites.
So somebody can create one review, and then that review gets displayed through these other providers.
These other
what are kind of the big websites out there that doctors and the dentist information are on?
Yeah, so I'll give you the perspective from what my conversations with most doctors are is healthgrades.com.
Yeah, I see that one a lot, yeah.
Right, usually prominent with when you do a Google search on a name. Now you see us because of our partnership with Bing. So if you're on Bing and you look up any doctor, it typically says view on doctor.com before anything else. Then the other ones, of course, you know, you have your Google Knowledge panel on the right, you know, that little area where you have a nice big picture, maybe some reviews. Those stick out like a sore thumb. And what a lot of people overlook when it comes to this internet marketing business is think about the low-hanging fruit. Patients that don't know who you are and they're looking for a dentist near me. What a lot of people don't know is the search algorithms reference a number of these different healthcare sites. So to, you know, Dr. Smith and Dr. Lennon, they could care less about a site like maybe vitals.com or wellness because they say everybody goes to Yelp, Google, or Facebook.
Yeah.
And my job is just to educate and let them know, hey, by the way, when you're competing for that local search spot, it's not like you could only pay Google to show up as a top ad if you're an ad, if you're doing their AdWords campaign. But if somebody's looking for that organic search, there's a system in place that factors in a number of different things. Accuracy of information online, user feedback. That's what we address, and that's what, you know, my job is to educate. It's not, hey, we have a cool solution. It's really, we have to understand what each practice is looking for. Some just want bodies through the door.
Yeah.
So we have a, you know, like almost like a lead generation program. Other people just want to have the right information, and that's our core.
So doctor.com is a place where I go to set up my profile that, you know, your site might be one of the top search engine results that get shown on Google or on any search. Mm-hmm. On Bing, it'll be probably one of the best. And then you also have partnerships with companies like HealthGrades or other major sites where you can kind of push your information to those sites to clean up the doctor's profile on other websites.
Correct.
So what's the revenue model of the business? You know, how do you guys get paid? Does the doctor pay for a membership?
Right. So doctor.com, the standalone website, any doctor that's listening, go in, claim your complimentary profile. There's a lot of nice features there. The paid solutions, the things that we've been discussing, the syndication to multiple places, that is a subscription-based model.
And the review management, reputation
Correct.
Management.
Correct, because you're going to have the device in the office. You know, our client success team is, hands down, I'd like to say, the best in the business because we're more proactive. We're monitoring when
premium support, premium update.
Right. Yeah. But at the same time, we're watching over because in the early years, you'd have some practices that just kind of had the laptop and it was a placeholder.
Yeah.
And if you're generally trying to grow your practice, if you're generally trying to, you know, improve the business, we understand from a data standpoint, feedback drives consumers to new providers. So our practice consultants, they have reports of, you know, if there's like lacks in review collection, reach out, we incentivize it with some gift cards. We want everybody to embrace because we understand that that is the real value of, you know, a reputation. You know, most people today are still relying on offline methods of promotion.
Yeah. What does a subscription look like roughly? Monthly?
Yeah, so I would put it in a range because it's definitely highly customizable.
So all those features don't just have to come in one?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. Different practices use different things.
Okay.
I gave you kind of like the middle of the road, what I think any practice in America
will want,
needs.
Yeah.
Just as a standalone start.
And so the range probably is what you guys would look at. Let's look at a range. Yeah,
right.
High and
so
low.
I'd say from $200 a month to $1,000 a month.
It seems like a lot of local providers are offering review services, right? Like I see that at a lot of trade shows. In each trade show I go to around the country, there's like 10 reputation management, local review kind of companies. Now, I kind of know some of the answer to this, but I just want you to tell me from your perspective, Why does Doctor.com's ability to manage reviews, why is that different than maybe someone in my local community? Or,
sure,
you know, why would I use your site instead of somebody else who says they do that for me?
Sure, and I'm really glad you brought that up, because when I am having conversations with doctors that I'm speaking to for the first time, I basically, when I start talking about Review Hub, I open up with, I can go off the top of my head, 10 to 12 different companies that
say they do
reviews, yeah. Right? So I'm only going to share from my experience, right? From my experience, I'm very familiar with some of the other companies that you see at the trade shows, from other the names that are out there, all the way down to the very, very local services. What most of them do, and doctors that have tried different things should agree with me, is they're sending either a post-visit follow-up text message or an email asking the patient to go and do something. That is their review process. Now, it's better than just asking a patient, right? You know, yeah. if you're asking them, you're at the mercy. They say they're going to do it. They walk out of your office. Life happens. Just how it goes. So when I've heard of the conversations, when, you know, I know the services that are out there, the majority of them rely on patients taking action, which is still a positive if you don't have a system at all.
Yeah.
The difference with us, and this is, again, what I'm very proud of and excited about, the opportunity that we have in front of us, is our secret sauce is our partnerships. The people that we have agreements in play heavily trust us, are excited about what we bring to the table, and the people that we partner up with, we're excited about what they bring to the table. So that the difference there in the review syndication process is, I don't have to ask a patient to go somewhere. I'm collecting it in the office. But even then, there's some companies that do have an iPad or sorts in the office.
Yeah.
And then the difference with us is our reviews are actually going to go to a number of different sites. Whereas the common occurrence with any review capture program is they'll collect reviews into a microsite or maybe to your site. They'll screen them out for any only 4-star reviews or better.
Yeah.
And then they might ask a patient to go to Google, maybe go to Yelp, and do more.
Do it there, yeah.
For us, you're going to pick and choose who you give this laptop to. So our partners, including HealthGrades, Facebook, Doctor.com, Wellness, DocSpot, Healthline, they already entrust us with, as far as from a data integrity standpoint, we have a review monitoring process. You hit submit after you write your review. Takes about 24 to 48 hours. Someone's screening these reviews by hand because we have to adhere to a number of review guidelines.
Yeah, they've got to be authentic, and we've got to make sure that the
right
data is trustworthy.
Right, and the really great thing about our review solution is when they go on to these different publisher sites, they have a badge that says verified patient review because it was coming from our kiosk in the office. And the other thing too, it does carry weight when you have a verified patient review with a search engine like Google, because it's a point of sale, a point of transaction testimonial.
Yeah.
And that adds weight for, you know, search rankings and some
totally.
SEO.
So that's a big deal to be able to syndicate a review and try to spread it throughout multiple sites.
Yeah,
that's how you try to differentiate there.
That's when people tell me, hey, I got a bunch of reviews all over the place. You know, I might pull up their name and I'll ask them to do the same, and they're like, where?
Yeah.
And there might be a micro site somewhere in the page that has 1,000 reviews, but none of these other guys have them. So
that's good feedback. So I guess to discuss this kind of in a high level, let's give people some general advice on marketing and kind of your perspective on mistakes that dentists make before we wrap up. I just want to kind of hear the mistakes you find that are most common, and that you if you could have a microphone that you, like you do right now in front of you, nice Heil PR40 sitting there, okay, and you know thousands of people are going to be listening to this. What are the pieces of advice that you would give them about their marketing that would really make a big difference to them?
Sure. So in terms of marketing mistakes or strategies, you can avoid them by being brutally honest with yourself. And what do I mean by that? You have doctors that are now business owners. Think about this for a second. You've gone through all these years of training for your craft, But now you're in a position to run a business. At the same time, to keep the lights on, people need to know about you. So now you have to become a marketing expert for your business. And we see that a lot of doctors try to take it upon themselves to fit every slot and don't really give faith to the people that they should entrust to handle certain aspects of the business.
Yeah, I think that's really, I think there's a lot of truth to that. We try to do everything, right?
Right, and I get it maybe as a new practice, you know, trying to be cost efficient, frugal. But there comes a point in time where you have to let up and let go. Granted, there's so many different options, and now it's a matter of due diligence and what really is appropriate for me. And
what's going to work, what's not a waste of money. And
right, yeah. And there's a lot of doctors I talk to that have been spending money up the wazoo for years, and that's a challenge for me.
Get no results.
Right, and I embrace that because, again, I have a clear solution broken down in pieces that, at the end of the day, I'm going to come from the internet domain. That is my expertise. And I'm going to educate you on the process. The way that I educate them on the process is, what kind of patients are you going to attract from the internet? There's really two. Someone that's referred to you, they got your name from somewhere, they look you up by your name. Whenever they do that search, they're going to come across a lot of the information that we cover. But forget about doctor.com. Just understand, you want to be mindful of your information. The same way your reputation offline precedes you, online is a perception of reality, and more and more people are embracing it. And the only thing that I would say is, you know, for business owners, just be brutally honest with yourself. Know where it's not your place as far as certain things to
run.
Your
expertise, know where you're not, your strengths are not.
Okay. Right. And the best thing that they can do is, you know, similar to what you're doing, you know, partnering up with different societies and associations, they have reputable resources that have a vested interest in their success. So they don't have to just rely on picking and choosing with random companies.
Well, that's great insight, Jose. I really appreciate you taking the time today to explain doctor.com, understand the product and how you guys differentiate the market. Also, great advice on marketing and online reputation. I mean, you've had a lot of good insight here. Any parting words before we let everyone go?
No, I'm really excited about being on the show.
You did a great job, man.
I know you do
a lot of podcasts, so this is probably not your first rodeo. But
no, I really like what you guys are doing. I really like the fact that you're communicating to these professionals in a very very simple manner. These are the things that are available to you. These are the ways that you can be effective. And I'm gracious to have the opportunity. If anybody wants to learn more about doctor.com, obviously the website speaks for itself.
We'll have your profile and everything will be in the show notes. And I really appreciate it, Jose. Thanks so much for taking the time.
Thanks
for having me. We'll do this again.
Absolutely.
Thanks.